This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to hold a rally in Mumbai's South Central Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will be in Uttar Pradesh, Odisha and Jharkhand today. In UP, he is likely to address a rally in Amethi Lok Sabha constituency. In Jharkhand, he is likely to attend a roadshow in Ranchi Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Shah is also scheduled to address the party's Vijay Sankalp Yatra at Rourkela in Odisha. Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma is scheduled to hold 4 public meetings at Kabi Suryanagar, Kanta Banji, Loisinga, Delang Khanas today. INDI Alliance is organizing a rally on Bandra Kurla Complex ground in Mumbai. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, Senior Leader Sharad Pawar, Uddhav Thackeray and other leaders of INDI Alliance are expected to address the rally. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the 7th phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of next month. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the Election Commission is a marvel to the rest of the world. In an interview to a media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi stressed that it is his government's responsibility to showcase its exemplary work to the world. He added that in a democracy, elections must not be compartmentalized as merely losing or winning. He said elections provide an opportunity to convey a party's message directly to the people without any dilution or diversion. World Telecommunications and Information Society Day is being observed today to raise awareness of the possibilities that the use of the Internet and other information and communication technologies, ICTs, can bring to societies and economies. On this day, the country celebrates its extraordinary digital journey of empowering its citizens and its emergence as a global leader in the digital sphere. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in some parts of West Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till 20th of May. East and Central India are also likely to witness heat wave conditions from 18th of this month. IMD also predicted heat wave conditions over northwest India and Bihar for the next 4 days. Punjab has been experiencing scorching heat for last few days. The Met Department has predicted a further increase of heat in coming days. The state government has announced a summer vacation in schools from 1st of June. In Kerala, the Met Department forecasts heavy rain to continue in the coming days. Yellow alert is issued in 6 districts today and orange alert is issued in Palakkad and Malappuram districts for tomorrow. In Telangana, heavy rain lashed Hyderabad city and its outskirts last evening, bringing much needed relief to people from heat. Indian number one women's paddler Manika Batra and veteran Sarath Kamal will spearhead a 6-member Indian table tennis team for the Paris Olympics 2024. The squad was announced by the Table Tennis Federation of India yesterday. All 6 players for the Indian Olympic table tennis team were selected based on world rankings. In women's boxing, reigning world champion Nikhat Zareen, along with 3 other pugilists, entered the finals of Alorda Cup 2024 in Kazakhstan capital, Astana. Nikhat registered an impressive 5-0 win over the locals Tomiris Mirzakul in women's 52kg semi-final yesterday. In 48kg category, Meenakshi bagged her win against Kazakh boxers Gulnaz Buribayeva, while Manisha in 60kg category defeated Tangadar Asim. In 50kg category, Anamika was adjudged victorious after her opponent Kazakhstan's Gulnar Turabbe was disqualified for excessive holding after 3 warnings. The finals will be played tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad qualified for the IPL playoffs after their match against Gujarat Titans was abandoned without toss due to incessant rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.